Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I want to talk about mandatory retirement age, about retirement, and if you think that there should be a mandatory age for you to retire in this country. Now, there is, of course, mandatory ages when you work in the civil service, but, you know, in the private sector, there isn't. But should we abandon it for the civil service? I mean, as our life expectancy is increasing and we live in an ever aging population, it seems like now is a good time to consider our position when it comes to retirement. And also, by the way, from a point of view of financially, in the future, because our population is changing and aging, we're not going to have the money. That's a big part of this. We're not Ireland. Unless our economy boosts tremendously and our population, we all start having kids all of a sudden. You know, in 20 years' time, we're not going to have the money to pay, you know, a pension to people over the age of 65. Now, there are pros and cons, of course, of abolishing a mandatory retirement age. Then the mandatory retirement age can open up positions for young employees. And I suppose, when you're looking at, say, the civil service in particular, which hires 600,000 people or thereabouts, if you get rid of the mandatory employment or retirement age, it doesn't leave positions open for young people to come in. But that's a little bit of a myth, because eventually people have to leave or they die eventually. So it may affect the next 10 years, because realistically people are not going to work past 75 anyway. So it may affect the next 10 years and the positions within the civil service that are available. But after that, it will go back to the way it was, because people will naturally be retiring anyway because they're too old. Now, employers can better manage succession planning and anticipate staffing needs, ensuring kind of a smooth transition of roles and responsibilities. But on the flip side, forcing kind of seasoned employees to retire may lead to a significant loss of knowledge and expertise. So, I mean, getting rid of somebody at 65 just because they're 65, when they're very mature, very knowledgeable about the business, is probably not the right thing. But most importantly, managed retirement can be perceived as discriminatory. In America, it is. Disregarding an individual's capability and willingness to contribute and continue working effectively. In Ireland, there is currently no general retirement age set by legislation. But of course, if you work in the civil service, you have to go. Employers can impose mandatory retirement ages in the private sector if they want to, provided they're objectively justified by a legitimate aim. Now, currently here in Ireland, you can work right up to the age of 70, subject to suitability and good health. But do we need to rethink this? So as we look at this and the ageing population and the evolving workforce dynamics, the question remains, is it time to rethink mandatory retirement and demanding that people retire? Or is that kind of ageist? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp us. Should we abolish mandatory retirement and kind of just leave it up to people to decide when they want to retire? Let me go to Lily. Lily, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall.
I'm good, Lily. Lily, should we abolish mandatory retirement?
Well, maybe there could be another solution. Maybe it was my son that said it earlier, if they could do a test on people, if they had some kind of a thing to do a test on people to see if they're able to carry on the work. Like, really and truly, putting a mandatory would be very difficult, because, you know, a lot of people are fine 65, 70. But the other thing is, the younger generation, the younger population generation needs to get work in this country so they don't have to leave. There's that.
But changing that, if you change the retirement age, let's say from 65 to 75, let's just for argument's sake, that's not going to affect young people getting jobs in the long term. It may over the next 10 years. But that'll eventually just catch up. And in 10 years, it'll be the exact same as it is now. So what I'm saying is, it's a bit of a myth to say it affects it in the long term. It doesn't. And people will naturally retire at 65, 70, depending on how they feel themselves.
Yes. I totally agree with what you're saying. Mm. I don't really know what to say about it, because 65 to 75, okay. I don't know if there should be a mandatory.
Yeah, because 70 is the new 60, isn't it? Or 60, 70 is the new 60, isn't it?
You know what I mean? The new 60, yeah. And people of that age have a great experience in the job they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
And if they're, if they're fit and able, and maybe if they had to do something like a bit of an aptitude test or something to, you know, if the company has a thing that says we'll do an aptitude test to see if you're able to carry on.
Yeah, because everybody's different. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some 70-year-olds recently who are so knowledgeable, so on the ball, very bright, very quick. But equally, I've seen 70-year-olds who are about as efficient as Joe Biden. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is everybody's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Joe Biden.
Poor old Joe.
Donald Trump, sure, he's, what age is he? He's nearly 80.
Donald Trump is 81 or 82, isn't he?
Yeah.
Trump is an example. Now, I don't care about it. Let's not get into his policies and everything else. But he is an example of somebody who's in his 80s, who is still reasonably bright as a button and healthy. But the man doesn't drink or smoke whatever, you know.
Yeah, he's bright as a button because he's got plenty of money to get all the, to be sure that his health is okay. But really and truly, in his 80s, like, it's a bit ridiculous, but he seems to be well able to talk and well able to get on. And you see, as you said there, everybody's different. As you just said there a while ago, you said everybody's different.
Yeah.
So if the people are okay and they're fine with work, and like, older people are wiser. The older you get, the wiser you get, and people of an older age can make decisions, and they can, you know, they can give younger people advice, and there's that in it as well. But I myself, I wouldn't like to be working when I'm 70.
Would you not?
I wouldn't really, because I noticed myself, I'm 65 now. And I notice myself that I go up the stairs for something and I forgot completely. So I have to come back down the stairs.
I've done that myself, Lily. I haven't even got as far as the stairs.
I have to write things down.
Oh, so maybe that's, Lily, maybe that's the menopause. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I've done that myself. I've often gone into a different room to get something and walked in and went, what's that coming in here for?
But you're younger now, in all fairness.
James, I'm not younger, Lily. I'm not far off your age.
Are you not?
I'm 61.
You're only a baby.
I would just have that.
You're still 59, 60. You know, you're 61. You're okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do it myself because I can't even. Would you believe I haven't even a smartphone? I've got a senior's phone because I can't handle a smartphone. I made a phone call at 3 o'clock one morning to Supermax, and it was because I leaned on the. I had the phone.
Oh yeah, yeah. And that's called a bum dial. A bum dial. Yeah.
I heard this voice. Hello, hello. This is Supermax, and I thought, what the hell is that? And I picked up the phone and said, yes, can I help you? And he said, well, can I help you? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, we're closed.
Well, hang on a second, Lily, stay there. Morris, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you doing? Good evening.
There you go. Lily is 65 and she said she even forgets what she went upstairs for. So now, obviously, retirement would suit her at 65 or somebody like Lily.
Yeah.
But not everybody, you know. You know, some people are have a bit more spark in them, maybe. I don't know. I'm not suggesting Lily doesn't. But some people have a bit more spark in them at 65 or 70. So should we get rid of mandatory retirement?
I think if you've worked hard all your life and you have enough financial backing behind you at 65, it's nice to be able to.
Oh, no, it is. Oh, geez, I'd love to be able to retire at 65.
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah, well, I'm only 11 months off that. I'm 64 next month, right? And then I have 11 months to go and I'll be out the door at 65 because I've been in my job the last, 43 years?
Mm.
But what happened was I started off with a really, really good company and they gave us a pension and that has quadrupled over the years.
Great.
So I have a really, really good pension.
That's wonderful.
Coming up. And I've been another two.
Here's the sad thing, Morris. Here's the sad thing. In the private sector in Ireland, very few people have a pension. So they're all going to be relying on the state, and they're all going to be relying on the state pension.
Yeah, exactly. And then the non-contributory old age pension, you're not taxed on it, but if it's contributory,
There's not much of a difference, really. It's about 20 quid in the difference, isn't it?
No, it's gone a bit more now. I think, like, I've paid into the system for 40 years, right? So I could retire tomorrow if I wanted it. But I'm going to stay on until I'm 65, or if I feel the time is right to go.
Yeah, I assume I'll get a contributory pension. I've never been on the dole in my life.
Same here. Yeah. But the private pension between the Irish company and the English company that I work with has really paid dividends. And basically, I was with a financial advisor recently, who's a friend of the family, and he goes, "That's your golden egg. Leave that alone.
Yeah,
wait
well
till
done.
You're 65. Yeah. Just let that mature." So, no, I'm not going to say it's worth millions, but I won't have to walk. There's people out there that are walking to survive. That's the problem. Like, Niall, do you ever hear just saying, "I walk to live, I don't live to walk"?
Yeah, no, I know. There are people who can't afford to retire. They can't afford to retire.
Exactly. People have to walk till they die. And I've had a really good friend. I was out canvassing with you when you were going for Europeans, and I got a phone call or a text to say that a really close friend of mine died. I'm not sure if you remember.
I do remember.
And he just dropped dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Niall, that killed me. There was a good guy. The guy that I'm talking about, his name was Eddie Hughes, and he was a feather in a lot of people's wings. And I had the joy of walking with him for 20 years. And he was like my brother from another mother. Like the way I got close to you. I know you. We click, we get on, and we're good people, and we just do good. Give people a hand up, not a handout, right? And don't be greedy. Only take what you need. Eddie was one of those guys. And he got out of his taxi to go and buy something to eat and drink, and he dropped dead. And it killed me. You know what killed me about it? I lost a good person. The world lost a good person.
Yeah. But that reinforces that thing in everybody's head. Live every day like it's your last. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. But don't work yourself to death either. Yeah. Well, he went suddenly and he was lost. And I know his family really well. But what I'd say to you is, he went to work and never got the chance to come home. That killed me. That's what killed me. But what I'm saying to you is, if you want to work until you're 70, and the government, you see, I know a minister that retired at 52. And he's on 200,000 a year.
That's shameful.
That's shameful. I worked all my fucking life. I got my first job when I was 13. I got an apprenticeship at 16. I paid my first stamp. Went into the army at 18. I got this job that I have at 21. And I'm there the last 43 years. And my mother always told me, I think I said it to you before, the richest man or woman in the world is the man that a woman that got to work every day and provide for their family. I'm mortgage free the last 3 years. And I've lived a good life, and I have grandchildren, and I want to live longer for them. But as soon as 65 comes, Niall, I'm out the door, I'm gone. And I think it's only right. And I'd say to any young people listening to your show today, if you have a chance of putting a few bob away for the future, do it, because it makes a difference.
All right, thanks for that, Morris, and continued success, by the way, and I hope you enjoy your retirement when you eventually get around to it. I have to go into a break. John, I'll be with you straight after the break. If you want to give us a call, we're not talking about mandatory retirement age. Should we have a mandatory retirement age? I know there's a lot of people who can't afford to retire, by the way, particularly in the private sector. They don't have a pension and they have to keep working. Morris is in a very lucky situation that he has a pension, a golden egg there. But some people don't have that and they rely on the state pension, contributory or non-contributory. Yes, indeed, by the way. Thank you to all the new listeners now listening to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, making us such a wonderful station with so many bloody listeners. We really appreciate it. Jane Lord Day is today, by the way, which in the radio industry, if you don't know, is like Leaving Cert Day. Happens every 3 months and you find out how many people are listening to you. Well, roughly, it's done by a survey, I suppose, and you find out roughly how many people are listening to you. And once again, we have increased our listenership and our market share for Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is flying, and all thanks to you. Remember, you are part of this radio station, and particularly when it comes to this show, by the way. Without you, we don't have a show. I couldn't sit here talking for 3 hours. Actually, I probably could. But in saying that, I need you because you are the show, not me. I'm just the one who sets the topics. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
I think I should retire from talking to you and talking to you for 14 years, I think, is that?
Yeah, something like that, John. You should be on the payroll.
Should, Jesus.
John, should we have a mandatory retirement age? Do you agree with it?
I don't agree with it, no. But look, obviously, certain jobs, I mean, retirement comes around whether you like it or not. If you're working in a building site now and stuff like that, your hips, your knees, your neck, your back.
Oh, look, you have to retire, of course, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You physically have to. Like, you just couldn't keep going in that type of job. even your regular caller, Gia, that just does a lot of driving in a big truck. I mean, like, I don't think he'd fancy be doing that at 75 or 70 years of age, possibly, right?
Yeah, well, Michal that calls in on a regular basis, he's now in his 80s and he's driving a truck.
Well, is it a bus or a truck?
Truck, he drives.
Is that, well, again, as I said, look, if a guy wants to do it and if he's physically able and mentally sharp enough to do any job, I don't believe in forcing people out the door. Some people have to go because to ill health. They chose to go because they basically had enough. Now, this argument that, you know, as against the young people, like the older people, should make more room for the younger people to get on the ladder. But the problem is, there's a lot of people out there, and this is the tsunami that's coming on the tracks now, right, where people are now renting property, right, and they will get older, obviously, like you mean, as time goes on. How they're going to pay the rents is beyond me. Like, they just have to keep working probably into their bloody 80s. Also, you have people...
I don't think that's something we've considered in this country yet, and we should start reading, and it's a really good point you make, John. We've gone from being a country of home ownership to being a country where a lot of people are renting now. And you're right, those people will be over 65, they'll be retiring. How are they going to afford the rent? They're not.
They won't be able to because the state pension won't pay the mortgage or the rent, the monthly rent or whatever. It just won't, they won't be able to afford to pay the rent. So they'll have to stay at work or get another job if they're forced to leave the one they already have. Now, as regards making room for the younger people, listen, I'm sick of her this industry. There's room for everybody here. When you have young people, we are crying out for teachers, especially primary school teachers.
Yeah, nobody's applying for the jobs. Nobody's applying for the jobs.
They're not giving them full-time contracts, you see. They're only filling them in
But they're not interested in working there. I was talking about this today, actually. Myself and Karen were chatting about this today because there was a question asked of Helen McEntee, who's now the Minister of Education, in relation to why people are not applying for the jobs as teachers in this country when they put an application or, you know, a vacancy's up. Nobody's applying. And the reason is, it's not because the pay is too bad, by the way, because I think we're the second highest in Europe, right? It's because young people who are school teachers get better opportunities in other countries. Dubai, Canada, Australia, they're much better opportunities.
There's a lot of young people who would stay here as well now, but they can't get a full-time contract. They've been missed.
It's not only that. They can't afford to live here. I mean, if you're a teacher on a starting pay of whatever, 40 grand, right? Which is not bad for a starting pay. I think it's about 40 grand. I don't know what it is. Anyway, but you're not going to be able to afford to live in the city. You know what I mean?
But again, you see, that gets down there. Rather than be causing a divide in society against older people, younger people, who should go, who should stay. I mean, to facilitate the new workforce coming up. The thing is, like, this is the house prices, the rents, everything. Like, governments for the last 20, 30 years, like, I mean, have destroyed this fucking country. That people, not ever know, you will never get a mortgage, like, I mean, or buy a house. You can't even pay the goddamn rent, no.
Okay, so getting back to the original question, because I need to go to Martin and Terry very quickly as well. So do you think we should abolish the mandatory retirement age and leave it up to people to decide themselves?
Where a person wants to stay on in the job and they're physically and mentally able for it, they should be allowed to stay if they want to.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Martin. Martin, hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Noel. Good evening.
Good evening, Martin. Martin, is it time to get rid of mandatory retirement or is that a good idea to have it there in the first place?
Well, I think in certain cases, mandatory retirement should be retained. And in fact, I think in some cases, it should be even earlier because some people are useless. But in principle, as far as I'm concerned, if a person is capable, competent, proficient, productive, and they can help me with solving whatever my problem is, I don't care if they're 165. If they can do the job, they should be doing the job. I would rather be dealing with someone like that than dealing with some DEI hire who's brought in to make up the numbers in the civil service. And the civil service, the prime objective of the civil service is the propagation of the civil service. Every department, all department heads and managers want more and more staff. So they will bring in as many people as possible. Now,
You know as well as I do, with the exception, of course, of the guards and the nurses and the teachers, the civil service generally, when we look at departments within the Department of Social Protection, et cetera, comparison to the private sector is completely inefficient.
Of course it is. Mm. Absolutely. It's in the nature of the beast. But, I mean, on a personal level, I'm lucky in the job that I do. I do a you know,
yeah, I know what you
for
do.
A security company now, and you know what I do. You know that the customer that I'm kind of embedded with. On a daily basis, I'm faced with numerous technical and sometimes logistic technical as well, where I have to deal with how people operate through their day. And I get a great buzz out of solving problems. And I walk away happy. It helps keep me balanced at the end of the day. I would not like someone turning around to me and saying, well, Martin, you're 65 in June, so you're out the door. No, I've worked, I've earned my stripes. Yeah. And when it comes to younger people coming in, I would say to any young person who might be listening, don't bother with the civil service. If you want to earn real money and go out and be able to afford a house, whether you be a boy or a girl, go off and get yourself a trade apprenticeship. Become a plumber, a carpenter, a bricklayer, an electrician, a welder, whatever. Because all of these other all the technical skills where people are sitting behind a screen pushing buttons is soon going to be replaced by AI. That's coming soon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
No, you are right. A lot of it's going to be replaced by AI, just like back in the 60s and 70s when computers came out first, automation came in first. You know, a lot of those jobs are replaced. So there'll be a lot of different types of jobs in the future. But in saying that, getting back to the retirement per se, Martin, I would be quite happy to see you going on and working to whenever you feel comfortable working to. The argument, by the way, one of the kind of myths that I put out is that, particularly in the civil service and the public sector, that if you don't have a mandatory retirement age, young people miss out on those opportunities then to get in because people will stay longer in the job. That's not true. If you do the maths on that, it may have an effect from the moment you bring it in for, say, 5 or 10 years. But at some point, everybody has to leave.
But regardless of that, Niall, as I said, the civil servants, as far as they're concerned, their prime objective is the propagation and the increase in numbers of the civil service. I'm on the other side of the fence. As far as I'm concerned, the civil service is there to serve society. And the best way to serve society is to have the best people doing it. So if a person's not doing the job and they can't do the job, they're not capable, whether they're 45, 35 or 65, out the door.
So in other words, this old adage that the civil service is a job for life needs to go. Because it is a job
absolutely
for life,
that
isn't
it? That needs to go.
Yes. Sorry, just one time before I go to Terry. John, you want to say something on that very briefly? Go ahead.
Well, good luck with that. As a gas change in the infrastructure and the workings of the HSC and the civil service. Because when Micheál Martin disbanded all the headports when he was health minister, the north, the south, east and the west, there was 100,000 people rolled over overnight. Yes, there was no redundancy. Are you seriously trying to fucking tell me that all that 100,000 were wanted or that they were actually warranted having a job in the first place?
Well, you know as I do, there's loads of people running around hospitals with folders in their hand doing nothing while all the nurses and doctors work their ass off. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Terry. Yeah. Terry, hi, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Niall?
Terry, the mandatory retirement age, you believe it should be younger?
I believe that, just say, I'm working since I'm 14.
Yeah, okay.
I'm 60.
Okay.
Right? I'm 60 now since last week. So 14, I've worked a lot of years, 46 years.
Yeah.
Now, give or take maybe 5 while I was, me kids, maybe 2 years I was out while I had kids and what have you. You know, but I've worked all my life. Now, I think at 55 years of age, no, it's not to say that I didn't. I kind of half retired because, look, I tell you what, Niall, about 20 years ago or 25 years ago, I was working. And in saying that, I was in a job that was on about £40,000 a year, right? Half my fucking money went to the tax man. Went to the tax man. And I gave up the job after a bit because I just didn't want to renew a contract. And a girl was talking to me one day and she says, me, Terry, did you want the job? And I said, not fucking particularly, because you used to get your tax back on a monthly basis this stage. And I'd get my tax back every month for about 4 months. And she says, do you want the job? And I said, not particularly. I said, for now. She says, that's a handy number, she says, 4 hours a day. I says, right. I took the job for 4 hours a day. Do you know it was the best fucking thing I ever done in my life? All work and no play makes Johnny a very dull boy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I realised then that by doing a job that was 4 hours a day rather than sometimes I was doing 16 hours a day, right? I was on kind of maybe about a drop of about 40 pounds because I didn't have to, I got it.
Well, you wouldn't be paying as much tax, obviously, either, yeah.
Yeah, I my tax went by half. My rent went by, I was on the ceiling rent with the council. It was £126 at the time. And that was in 1998. And from that good day to this, I says, I'm not going to break me whole walking. 10 hours a day, 15 hours a day, I'll do minimum work, but I walk. No, I'm very productive in work, and I walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not going to bust your gut, yeah.
No, so in fact, if you were to turn around and say, I haven't walked full-time in 20-odd years, I've always walked, I've walked all my life. Now, if I want to retire, or if there's people around that want to retire at 55, 60, kind of, what did they want
well,
to
I mean,
go short?
Well, I mean, look, I don't care. By the way, if somebody wants to retire at 55 and they feel they can afford to do it, far away.
Off you go.
Yeah. I mean, if you can afford to retire, most people can't, obviously. You know, they have to wait at 65 to get the pension.
Fucking walking until they're 65, 70. Could you have a bricklayer walking until they're that?
No, you couldn't. You're not going to be a bricklayer at 70 years of age. Your back will be gone by the time you get to 55.
So, now you know what they say, like, I mean, if you love your job, you'll never walk a day in your life. And your job, you love what you do. So therefore, you could fall into that category.
Yeah, well, there are broadcasters. We should look at Pat Kenny. How old is he? He must be in his 80s. Yeah, there's broadcasters out there who are kind of working into their 70s and 80s, be it on television. Huh?
He should have retired.
He's boring.
Yeah, but you see, he's on a contract, you see. Like, I mean, he renews his contract every year. So, I mean,
in 2 years, every 2 years, yeah.
If they want him later, they're like, if we're not going
to... I wouldn't mind his contract. He's a nice contract. What's he on? 2 million for 2 years? Is it 2 million for 2 years or something? I don't know. Yeah, 2 million for four. 2 million for 4 years or something like that.
He's not worth 20 grand.
What about Joe Duffy?
Yeah, sorry, Martin.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I was listening there, but like a lot of that has nothing really to, you know, the lady there, what's her name?
Terry.
That you were speaking to just a moment ago. Terry, I beg your pardon, Terry.
Terry, yeah.
Like, your situation, Terry, has nothing really to do with mandatory retirement. You made decisions, and you're perfectly entitled to those decisions, as is anyone else. But for the state or for a private employer, I think, to turn around and say to a person, when you reach a certain age, you're out the door on the basis only of your age, not of your abilities, not of your capabilities, not of your productiveness, just on the basis of your age, is discrimination. If they were to turn around and say, you know, if you turned out to be gay, or if you turned out that you weren't of 100% Irish blood or whatever, and we found out you're out the door, that wouldn't be tolerated. In my opinion, it's discriminatory. It's discriminatory against people of a certain age to turn around and say you're out the door on the basis of your age.
Okay, listen, unfortunately, I've run out of time. Martin, Terry, John, and everybody got involved in the conversation. Thank you very much indeed. We appreciate it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.